Good noon, Shabbos. In this week's parasha, Parshas Re'eh, the Torah tells us a pasuk of Bonim Atem LaHashem Elokeichem Yotrud LaKadosh Baruch Hu Lo Yisis Goydedu. Then later it says, "V'seret Nefesh LeSitnu B'Sarachem." The Torah tells us that this love of Lo Yisis Goydedu, do not cut yourself, is a love which tells you not to cut yourself or make any scratches or cause blood to bleed on the occasion of hearing bad news of someone's death. The Das Kainim Mibali and Tusos explains as follows. The reason why we're not allowed to act in that way is because even though your father of physical flesh and blood may have passed away, you're not Yisomim because you have a father who's in heaven. A goy, when their father passes away, they're left bereft. Therefore, there are all sorts of things to show the fact that they're bereft. But not us. And the Sephoros is similar, that it's not Kedai to increase worry and Avedos on a Korov who went and left this world, because you have someone who's close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's interesting to note that in the Sefer HaChinuch, in this mitzvah, it's a tough son of Zion, he says the following. The reason why we're not allowed to do this is so we shouldn't do anything with Simchat Avodah Zarah. And then he adds, it's not correct for those of us who are part of the chosen nation who have within the Chochmah of Torah to be in pain about something which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done. Only where we're told to have tzar, that's when we have tzar. When we're not told to have tzar, we cannot act out of tzar, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu does this for the ultimate good and there is a plan. And therefore he says, to cause physical harm to our bodies and to do damage to ourselves like fools, it's not a good thing. It's not the way of people who are smart and understanding. It's only for those who don't understand and who don't realize. So you see, that's what Chazal tell us also. That's also to be misabel and amazed more than necessary. You're not allowed to be misabel and amazed more than you have to. Chazal is teaching us a lesson here. That we have to understand whatever occurs in this world in Kodesh Baruch Hu. And of course, a person may be sad when a person, someone close is nifta. But to start cutting oneself, acting out in a way of extra sadness, and doing things which are not in the norm, takes away from our status as being the Am HaNivchar, the chosen people, takes away from our status of being those who are close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and can use every opportunity and anything which happens as a means of closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are the Bonim Hashem Elokeichem, and whatever a person goes through in life, he has to remember that his Aviv Sheba Shemayim, his Father in Heaven, is there looking out for him, taking care of him, and making sure that he has whatever he needs. And therefore, we are encouraged to accept that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, and not to act in a way which is inappropriate, ki'ilu, making our suffering worse than it really is, and showing that one does not have a grip on oneself, and not in charge of one's thoughts and one's actions, but to always remember that Bonim Hashem Elokeichem, we are children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves his child. Sometimes it's necessary to punish a child, but it's for the child's good. But that is the yesod, the foundation of Yiddishkeit, to realize that we are always Bonim Hashem Elokeichem. And if you would always remember that we are children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that our actions, our deeds, and the way we carry on life would look different. Have a wonderful Shabbos and a good Chodesh.